I put it on my grave. One day we is gonna be paid. So I'ma work every day till I get the finish rate. I get the finish rate, yeah. I walk in this bitch, promethazine got me coughing and shit. Lean to my left, have a squat in this bitch. Audience lit, heard this from Zig, now they offer me shit. Talking a bit, she wanna fuck, but I got me a bitch. She says, so what, so that got me a bitch. Can't fuck it up, but she wants to and shit, yeah. I walk in this bitch, promethazine got me coughing and shit. Lean to my left, have a squat in this bitch. Audience lit, heard this from Zig, now they offer me shit. Talking a bit, she wanna fuck, but I got me a bitch. She says, so what, so that got me a bitch. Can't fuck it up. But she wants to
shit. And we're back.
It's always boo.
When I say we're back, the intermission is over. You're going to get this podcast exactly a week from the time that our last episode releases, but in reality, we recorded this in 40 minutes because, you know, we love y'all and we care about y'all.
You don't have to tell them that.
Nah, man, fuck it. We honest. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. This is. We're going to call this, it's got to be seven. It's 70, right?
Yeah.
Episode 70, End of Regulation Podcast.
69.9.
But it's not going to say that on the numbers.
But we ain't
even
rounding
shit. Even if it's 0.5, it's 70.
69.9.
So it's 69.5 to us, but it's 70 to y'all because that's how it's going to show up. But this is the End of Regulation Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Shake.
Boop Nuke.
It's your boy, Mister. A.K.A. Mustafa.
You know what I'm saying? And if you know what you know that Monsieur Bouzin was just on the pod.
Monsieur Bouzin.
But he's not here right now. I'm saying? The same folks are here. Ty is still here. Shicey's still here.
Beeman has done it again.
You feel me? And we love y'all. And we not recording next week. So we're giving y'all, you know what I'm saying? We running it back.
A doubleheader?
A doubleheader, if you will, you know what I'm saying? What happened? You feel me? We're not going to kill him with football again. We just did a whole football podcast.
Monday's going to be fire.
Monday is going to be fire.
Wait, what's Monday?
Monday night.
Sunday football.
Man.
Monday, we get two Monday night football games.
Exactly.
I was like, it's Monday.
We are not talking about football episode. Hold on.
Wait, is Monday the draft?
Before we get into it, we got a little treat for y'all on this episode. But we were just talking about, Zig brought it up, and it was something that we were going to talk about in the last one, but we're going to talk about it on this one. Mayman that called the police, essentially on himself. Mayman was at a McDonald's. And I'm pretty sure it was just like they fucked up his order. That's what I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he had cold fries.
Cold fries.
What? He had cold fries.
The nigga had cold fries, bro.
And
he
killed the nigga?
And
No, listen.
He had a murder warrant out. And he called the police because I get there's probably a discrepancy over whether he's going to get his money back or something like that. And he called the police.
You ain't see the video?
No.
That's a video, bro. I gotta go through.
Pull the video up.
I think I liked it on Twitter, bro.
I have the link, to be honest.
He said, come sign this.
Yeah. I got
he's
the
like,
link.
No, first he was like, yo, am I arrested?
He was like, no.
He was like, nah.
It's mad funny because after a while, he was like, fuck. Yeah. And he said, Jason, hey, you told me he bust his ass.
He fell.
He
I'm not under arrest
anything.
Just come over here, I'm gonna have you sign this real quick.
I said I'm not under arrest anything.
No, you're not. Yeah, just come over here, I'm gonna have you sign this real quick.
You have to sign it saying that you don't
want
to come back to the property.
So you'll fill this part out.
Can I see it, sir?
Yeah. Will you come over here, man?
No, I'm afraid of y'all, sir.
Why are you afraid?
3 years, sir. I'm afraid of
you. Alright, I'm gonna walk you through. Why are you doing that?
I know how to fill it out.
Why are you doing that?
I know how to fill it. Am I arrested?
Right, yeah.
This nigga starts slide. Got him out of it. Yo. The cop fell. Nigga said, am I being arrested? He's like, yes. Bro,
the way the cop fell was funny as hell.
Bro, the cop fell immediately. And it really, I don't want to say these niggas don't be in shape, but when you be looking,
you also wearing a lot of gear, but some of them niggas don't be in shape, though.
Bro, he got to moving.
Yeah.
Why do niggas call the cops?
Bro, over cold fries, bro?
You seen the restaurant worker that got killed over cold fries.
Yeah. Bro, why are niggas so angry about their fries and McChickens?
Yeah,
Have you ever been that upset? Like, you can literally just say, hey, these are cold. Can I get some new ones?
I would rather.
What happened? What transpired?
Depending on what state you're in, though. niggas is different. If you in Florida, and there's no rules in Florida. Fries, bro.
But like, is it work? Like, is it that serious?
Anybody call the cops, bro? I
fuck you and your cold fries. Suck my dick. You like, damn, nigga. Oh, all right. Well, now I gotta shoot you.
Yeah, I was about to fight a truck driver in Clark the other day when I was at work. The nigga almost sideswiped me and shit. So I pulled up, bro.
Wait. Because the way you said that was mad casual. Like you didn't say in Clark. And I just want
to. I had to put the in Clark. Bro,
in.
Almost fought this one dad in Clark one time.
I think you told me about that shit.
Why are niggas in Clark? Like, situations in Clark.
Yeah. You feel me? For work, niggas be in Clark sometimes, though. But the other day.
That sounds
horrible. But peep this. The other day, I seen a pickup truck.
Any town that's named after niggas with a nigga last name, don't go over there.
Peep this. I was in Clark the other day, bro. I seen a pickup truck with the American flag, blue stripe. On their license plate, bro.
Oh, the blue lines matter.
Yeah,
that's the new Confederate flag
as their license plate, though, bro. Like,
oh nah, stay far away from him.
Come on, bro. But the truck driver and shit. Like when I pulled up on the side of him and she had his middle finger up already. I'm like, nigga, I'll fuck you up, nigga. Fuck you talking about suck beautiful. My dick. Beautiful. All this other shit, bro. Yeah, like I wanted to fight that nigga, but I wanted to fight the nigga and shit. But like he wasn't about to get out. And then I thought about it. I'm like, yo, I'm in Clark and I'm the nigga. I'm going to jail first.
And I got dreads.
I'm going to jail first.
Yo, y'all seen it?
This white dude in Clark called me illiterate, bro. When I drove past illiterate? Him, bro. Illiterate, bro.
Oh, illiterate.
Cause
that nigga said nigga.
He was like,
but put it like a little accent.
Yeah, he was like, I drove past him. He was like, you can't read the sign. You illiterate. So I'm like, all right, I'll be back. Cause I was driving past him. I couldn't like stop. I think I told you about this.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop the van that fast because it was cars behind me. So I was like, yo. I'll be back. So I spun the block, came back. I was like, what's that shit you said? He was like, I'm not going to fight you in front of my son. I was like,
I'll knock your son out.
Nah, you're not gonna fight your son out. And I hope you're old enough to remember that shit too.
Yo.
So if you ever see me again, like, that's a nigga that knocked on my father.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all seen that video of the white dude who pulled up on the highway and just caught the fade? In the middle of the highway,
nah. Yo, then, in the car,
yeah, in the car.
Yo, it was in Cali, wasn't it? It was in Cali,
bro. It was like
niggas was in. It was like being on 78.
Yeah, it was like being on 78, and the dude was like one of them was parked like in like the little like the white lines where it'd be you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just not articulating it well. When you about to get up the exit, and it's like that little space.
Shoulder.
Yeah, like the little space of like white lines that be like stripes but horizontal. Yeah.
I think that's the beginning of the shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you need to pull over, like, whatever. One dude was pulled over there, and the other nigga was kind of just, like, in the middle of the lane, like, on the white lines, like, to the left. And them niggas just got out. Well, they white, so they not niggas. But the motherfuckers got out.
It was niggas.
It was supreme niggatry going on. But yeah, bro, just caught, like, a mean-ass fade for, like, 20 seconds in the middle of the highway, and just out of nowhere, just hopped back in their car, and the niggas pulled off into
the nigga side. That lost got off on the exit.
Yeah.
As he should.
That's tough.
Nigga,
that's
my rule.
Highway no more. You take exit 14B from now on. Yeah.
I want to know how motherfuckers be getting these videos, bro.
Yeah, like who knew to record that?
Like, why? Like, everything is really recorded, bro. Shit. Yeah.
Somebody on the bridge, too. That's a funny part.
Yeah. I seen these two white ladies going at it in Staten Island when I was working there for a quick little 2 months. Yeah, it was funny as hell.
The way white people insult each other is funny as hell. Just watching them, like they say, like kind of like how you was like, you're illiterate. Like that mean, like that's almost like saying suck my dick, but in white people. Like, it's mad funny. Like the way they translate is, and the way they speak to each other. White people.
He didn't expect me to spend the block, bro. I was like, yo, I'll be right back.
That they really be saying
white people not from that. They ain't never got their block spunked on.
White people, like, they literally will joke with each other about, like, niggas' dads, like, not having jobs and, like, all this wild shit that, like, would be like, yo, mad. Like, to anybody being a mad person, it'd be like, yo, like, yo, that's why your mom cheats on your dad.
Yeah.
Like, wild shit like that and, like, nothing.
Well, your
happens.
Mom was sucking my dick last night. Ha, ha, ha. Like,
Yeah.
They don't know like that's not our type of thing. Yeah. You know? Like you getting invited because
white people ain't never had to be worried about being judged by other white people.
Dude, suck my cock, bro. Like fuck out of here. And it'd be like, niggas be like, whoa,
like yo,
like.
I got a white friend. I should call him and ask him one time. Like, yo, why the fuck do y'all be doing that shit, bro? just to see what he say.
Cock is a wild word.
Never mind. I was about to see some bullshit, cuz. I was about to ask some bullshit.
And it's the first step.
And, what's up, though? What's up? What we doing this episode, bro?
So we're going to have EOR nigga trivia feud today. The room is divided into two teams.
Nigga Rivia. Bad one.
Nigga Rivia. All right, we can pick that one word. That'll be the name of this episode. So on one team we have, introduce yourself all the way down the side.
Hi, I'm Sean.
Like Shelly Pugh?
Yeah. It's Mustafa.
It's Destiny.
And on the other team, on the other couch.
Hi, I'm Dean.
It's Tyre.
It's your boy BDT. All
right. And on both teams, as the deciding, like if there's a tie and both teams.
He's a steady.
He's a six man.
He's a steady.
Saying, oh, yeah. On both teams.
I like that.
Steady.
We had.
Big Shiesty.
Big Shiesty.
Why he had to come in his voice so
Big Shiesty.
Pause.
So.
Yeah, that's what.
The whole point of this is to nigger it up as much as possible.
Some of these are.
That's our specialty.
You know what I'm saying? Some of these are black facts. Some of these are like real trivia questions. Some of these are like just like to see what niggas know. Each team member has to give the correct answer. The team with the most correct answers is going to get the point. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to say OJ did it.
Niggas can't collaborate. You immediately have to answer for your team. Or, y'all, matter of fact, we're not going to do that. Niggas get 10 seconds to collaborate, and then as a team, y'all got to come up with one answer.
That's a fact. That works.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, niggas will alternate spokespersons.
Yeah.
And in between, we might chit-chat about the question. Because there's no way we don't.
Right there.
Yes, thanks. Now.
you gonna wake up and throw up on your meat, nigga?
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Hey, yo. He said it. That's his story, not mine.
Yeah, that's still wicked, though, bro.
All right. Question one. So who's answering for this team?
For y'all team?
Zig and Sean starting?
Yeah.
All right, so then we'll just go down the line. According to Jadakiss, his bathroom has two very exclusive features. What are they?
Condoms and toilets.
No, nigga. I should have answered this question.
Hold on, wait. Zig.
One of them is a bidet.
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, so right. I can go?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Well, niggas didn't get the question wrong, so it goes to the next person.
Yeah, so boom. Bathtub, lift up, and his walls through the 360. I got the shit that the government got. Fuck is y'all niggas talking about, nigga? Fuck is y'all niggas talking about, bro?
Nigga, I'm talking about bidet.
He said bidet.
I was confident, with a bidet. Too. Yeah.
He said no.
Yo, so that's
no comment.
That's 1 point for Sean's team. I was so mad. Nigga Mr. was like, I should have answered that question. All right,
my
so
time to shine.
Missy, that was like, I guess that we would call that a steal, I guess, because like,
yeah, that was a steal.
All right, so it's only right.
I'm still
so it's Missy and Ty on this one. So we're going completely against all the rules that I explained, but it's okay. Yo, another name for a remote in a black household. Answer first.
That over there.
Pass me the remote control.
I'm about to say the remote control, nigga.
You don't judge me for what my mama said to me.
But the correct response is written MOKENTROL, the Mo Control.
Yeah.
I'm a nigga.
You'll pass me Mo Control? Wait, all right, so wait, question. Are we consulting?
before we
end. All right, so we're gonna, it was happening like that, and then it just kind of went down a lot. It's going to do it like the way we're doing it, like kind of like Family Feud in a little bit. You know, like it'd be person versus person like that.
But they they consult in Family Feud.
Nah, that's only on the questions where niggas going to steal.
Okay, word. Shout out to Steve Harvey. Shout out to Lori Harvey.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
It's my turn. That's what.
What about what? What's wrong with that?
What is in the middle? Future really be rapping about that man's daughter, like consistent. Tell
Steve Harvey, I don't wanna. Anyway,
you guys ready?
Let's get it.
All right. So this question has two parts, and there's a bonus part. The bonus will have an opportunity to steal.
How old you got to answer this question? You were born in 99.
She should be all right. She has older brothers. But I can't say anything. This could be very interesting. Niggas die every when. And who said it?
Day B.
Yo, this nigga's mixed it up.
I'm fucking wildin'.
It's your question, nigga. He said you got it. Who said it?
Oh, you don't know who said it? she
got to
answer
that. You gotta say it. Otherwise, it's not the answer.
Oh, I don't know. So
stop cheating over there.
He's cheating. Mr. Cheating.
Hold on. The Sheikh said if we still, we can consult.
He is correct.
Oh, my God.
Bro, honestly, bro, you really in real life know.
I do?
Yes. And you can't tell him shit. No, I ain't gonna tell him because he know who said it.
No, you don't.
Niggas die every day, B.
Who is Cameron?
As the incorrect response, we need the character's name.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Yeah. My nigga. That's crazy. Nah, that's sick.
We need the complete answer.
That's crazy. I went with the nigga answer for real.
Ten, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Rico.
That's crazy. It took this nigga that long, my cuz.
Nah, I knew it. I just like was being
so it's, you know what I'm saying? It's 2-1. And what's crazy is I was really hoping that you said the character. It was crazy. I wrote down Rico specifically because I knew niggas would say Cam. Somebody would say Cam.
But yeah, me being a nigga, bro, it's like, nah, Cam said that, bro. Yeah, like.
And that's why, you know what I'm saying? Nigga Rivia is what it is. It is 2-1, left side to the right side. You know what I'm saying? But the right side is on the board. Red, you still here or Shicey sitting?
Wait. If that's two questions and a bonus point, that's on the
board.
Oh,
wait.
Point?
So, who got the question right? You guys?
Yeah.
The bonus question. Who did they say it to and why?
Ooh.
And there is an opportunity to steal. Yeah. But the mics still stay with the first people.
You don't know?
No.
10. 9. All right. So Rico said it to A because he was trying to get out the game and he had just got shot.
That is correct. The right side gets 2 points. You know what I'm saying? It is 2-2. You know what I'm saying? Good shit. This shit, nigga Rivia is.
I was about to say, because I knew he said it to A, but I was like, damn, why did he say that?
I got CTE, bro. I can't remember shit.
I'm with this shit.
All right, so is it.
Nigga Sean say CTE.
I got CTE, bro. I can't remember shit. All right,
wait, so yo, technically.
It's 2-2.
Is the mic still on me?
Because yeah, it's you and Sean.
It's me and Sean.
All right, so remember, it's the first person to answer.
I feel like I'm still hungry.
First person to answer immediately gets the opportunity to speak.
This is the first person to answer?
First person to start answering.
All
right. It's their turn to speak.
Like the buzzer?
Yes. How do you know you're home in Jersey coming off the turnpike?
You see Elizabeth Budweiser song.
That is the correct answer.
I mean, since I already got it right, technically, what would you consider the real answer to be?
No, 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 that's the real answer for me.
Oh, oh,
I don't fuck about no Budweiser shit, nigga.
No, but that's how it used to be when I was growing up.
Bro, when you're coming home from any like driving shit.
It don't matter where you at. It don't matter if you're on the wrong side of the road. It don't matter like, if you're on a different highway.
And
not supposed
and
to be on.
It stank too if the windows open.
Yeah, no matter what.
I ain't going to hold you. I'm from North Jersey. I take the Parkway.
That's the Parkway.
I would never have even. I would have got that wrong.
Budweiser.
But you ain't never seen.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't give a fuck about
right now.
We're talking about that shit all the time.
Bro, you know seeing that, the you know that spot shit? Driving on driving like where it's like you go on like 22, 78.
But
go
you
to
can
the
see even if you're not close to it exit. Though. Like you can see even if you're not like right up under it. Like
exactly. At that point, I know like I'm about to be home in like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's a North Star for us, bro.
No bullshit. For everybody who's from Jersey, I guarantee you, if we post this shit, niggas will be like, yeah, nah, 100%. We'll have more of those answers than anything. Which means I guess we kind of have to do it, huh?
Yeah.
We got to do that. All right. Question 5. So that point went to, it's now 3-2. That bonus question kind of got you guys in the game here. At the cookout, which uncle should be on the grill?
You know this. Cool.
They go first or what? Like, is it?
Go.
Whoever got the bust down sandals. The, yeah. With
the
Jesus toe out.
Sandals. The sandals.
The sandals, the Jesus sandals.
Yeah, but what? It depends on the sandals, though. Nigga, you can't have on Nike slides, nigga. You gotta have on the bust down church socks. I mean, sandals.
This is nigga Rivia. We know the sandals.
With the crusty big toe hanging out, nigga.
Yeah, and the crusty heel.
That's for real, though.
Them ribs be fire, bro. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, this is gonna be great. Alright, so what? Alright, so because I feel like this is getting niggerish as far as like niggas just saying the answers. So from now on, you're just gonna go like Bing, and the person that says Bing first is the answer. We kind of making up more rules as we go,
but that works.
It works. So now, like, if it's you like was talking, you feel me? If you was talking, you would have got that off because you would have been able to say that. But he said the sandals first. So let's see. I mean, I'm just kind of seeing how it's going as it's going. All right. So we got, you know what I'm saying? We here. Name all the members of G-Unit in 10 seconds. It's not your...
No.
It's them two.
No, I wasn't help.
It's Red.
No, I wasn't help. Wait, hold on. But G-Unit the group or G-Unit the label?
G-Unit the group.
All right. I'm going to say G-Unit. Because G-Unit the label, it was a lot of niggas.
Shit.
Hey, don't say no names.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I heard you, though.
Go back to Sean, bro.
Oh, you don't know either?
Oh, wait, so now we
watch that cut.
It's you and Sean.
All right, so I'll repeat the question. Name all the members
Bing.
Of G Unit in 10 seconds.
Bing. All right, so obviously, Fifth,
one,
Lloyd Banks,
two,
Tony Yayo,
four, five,
Young
six,
Bucks.
7
Oh my
eight,
god.
9 10
Yeah, I remember the last one. Yeah, I guess cause you know why? Because honestly, I be watching these Vlad interviews and shit, and when niggas be referencing G-Unit, they don't ever reference him. So like I almost like really did forget, like, cause Tony Ayo doing an interview like right now, like, so bad
shit. Alright, so we get to consult. So let's consult.
There's one member that I consider a part of G-Unit that I think niggas haven't met.
No, that's who I'm saying.
He said Fit.
There's technically two, but like Game is like teeter top, but that's not the one I'm talking about.
That's not the one you was talking about?
No.
So for G-Unit, 50, Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo, Young Buck, and Olivia.
Yeah, nigga.
It's crazy. I take you to the candy shop,
yeah,
nigga.
Yo, it's crazy because I just, yeah.
I'm talking about Olivia though.
Yeah, nah, I feel you, but no.
Yo, but it's crazy because I just was like, I was like, yo, Olivia. Lying. I was like, yeah, I should have known that.
It's what is it? 3-3?
3-3.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, it's 3-3.
Nah, they just got the last
three. No, it's 3-3. Oh, shit, it is 4-3.
How has been 6 questions? Oh, y'all got 4? Oh, y'all got, yeah, because y'all got the sandals.
That's they got one more than us.
All right. So it's on. What was in the potato salad on Rocket Power?
Bing, raisins?
No.
Uh-huh, I don't know.
Niggas got an opportunity to steal. This kind of ties into our last episode, but not so much.
Peanuts?
No.
Yes.
Oh, sand?
Yes. Sand? There was sand in the potato salad.
I had to remember. After I got it wrong, I was like, oh, I know.
I wasn't tapped into Rocket Power like y'all were.
Oh, my God.
For niggas to say that was a second, you was the second favorite show, and niggas not know that, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It's not all nigga questions. It's some other shit. You got to be well versed. Oh, this is gonna be interesting for who it is. I guarantee you the mic is getting passed, and this is gonna be interesting when it gets to here. I would bet that. What name all 6 teams Michael Jordan beat for his rings?
No, I'm a football guy. My next best sport is baseball.
Once they've been said, it's been said. You got to finish it off.
And pass that off.
Oh, 6 is crazy.
Bing. So that's.
So how we'll do this is whoever gets the most out of the 6.
Oh wait, so I can. So me just saying. All right.
You got to.
Oh, you know what we should do?
All right,
we should go back and forth, and whoever.
Yeah. Yeah, so if he goes, he goes, and he goes.
It's a 1v1 right now.
It's a 1v1 down the line. It's basically a steal round.
All right, so.
It's 1v1.
So we're going back and forth, pause.
Yeah, so you say one.
Right. You said Bing, so you go first.
All right, Jazz.
Rockets.
Suns.
Hold on, wait. Zig has 2.
Yeah.
Rockets wasn't one of them?
No.
Oh, no. They weren't. Come on, Sonics.
No. Fuck. No.
Wait, what?
No, I can get
Jordan you. Definitely did beat the Sonics in the finals. Before,
nope.
That's a confirmed fact. Oh, wait, everything wait, I love in my whole entire life.
Wrong thing. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Hold on. My bad.
No, you're good.
It's fuck Jordan, though. Just want to put that out there. That nigga ain't built a school.
Zig is correct. That's 3.
Am I still going?
Nah, Sean's go.
Clippers.
No.
Man, the Lakers.
That's 4. They got it. If you can get the remaining 2, you get 2 points.
Oh, all right.
But you only get you can't get anything wrong.
Yeah, I believe so.
Say the Yankees.
Come on, bro. What am I doing? I know this, though.
Detroit Lions.
Ten, 9, 8, 7, 6,
the Atlantic City
5, Seagulls. 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it. It's over. You get 1 point. So the
Yeah, he beat the Blazers, yep.
That's crazy, Red. You should have went.
Yeah, he beat the Blazers. But I'm like,
and he beat the Jazz twice.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Remember, I said I was like, it's 2 more teams that he beat.
You know what? I thought when you said Zig has 2, you counted the Jazz as me saying 2.
Nope.
Yeah, now you said it earlier, but the Jazz was the first team I said. So
but I specifically said that's what I thought. That's what I thought. The second answer.
That's what I. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nah, you good, because I would have missed it anyway because the Trailblazers. But yeah, I knew that.
So it is 5-4.
Oh, so they won. So they won after they got after he got three.
That's
so
why I said 4-4. That's why I said
if he
play live something. Pause.
What happened?
The mic thing. Never mind. Forget it. Name five things you're guaranteed to see at a church.
Oh, fan. Bing.
He said Bing.
It's y'all too. It's still us too, because that was the still.
Oh, shit, my bad. You got it.
The fan.
Describe the fan.
It's like a little square shit up top, and it got the little cardboard. It got the little cardboard.
Button for yourself, nigga.
It got the little cardboard stick. Pause.
Stop doing that.
It got the little cardboard stick. Pause.
Okay.
Niggas know what I'm talking about. Obviously, the King James Version Bible. That's their favorite shit. Bro, I grew up in church, bro. You got the windows that got the colors on it.
I was about to say you got, that's the yummy.
You right got there. Old ladies praise dancing.
Catching
and you got boxes of tissues by the windows. I grew up in church, bro.
I thought he was gonna say a drum set, cuz.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't have got that. I ain't been in church in a minute.
I forgot about the tambourines. I forgot about the tambourines.
I'm glad I didn't answer that shit. I was not gonna get that shit right. I was gonna say all other shit.
It's 5-5 going into question 10.
Is this the last question?
Yeah. But this is very much so the last question.
All right, come on, that's
crazy. Yo,
the closest.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. You better not let us loose on our fucking podcast.
No.
You let this thing get a walk off.
Nah, we're not doing that. Grave. We're not doing that.
Being fast as hell.
Because the last point, can we consider?
Nah,
none of that.
We're not doing that.
It's a walk off. This walk off hit, bro.
You have to let me finish the question.
All right.
Name three things guaranteed to be at the family reunion.
Bing. Oh fuck.
I was still listening. I was too focused on you. Like.
Right, so now, before you say this, we're not just looking for accuracy, and Shicey will help me decide the last answer. We're looking for quality responses. So that means don't just say like a hot dog or glizzy or like
hold on.
Some burgers. We're looking for quality responses.
Can I say something before we go? Can he do three and I do three and we see who got
yes,
more accuracy?
That's why Shicey will help me decide the
winner. I bet.
Because there was no, this is the tiebreaker.
All right.
In case we got into the situation that we got into.
Exactly.
So you got...
This is not scripted, people, by the way. This is real. This is really how this shit happened. You all heard it.
No, hold on. Nah, we're not doing that. Wait. Wait to the end.
My sister, bro.
Wait to the end, bro.
My sister, she in the room, and she just texted me, and she says, "Old boy looks like Offset."
Bro, what?
That's crazy.
Fun fact, I hear that.
Wait.
I hear that everywhere I go.
Wait, so.
That was Matt.
She's like, I can't hold this shit in no more. I have to tell someone.
She said, I have to tell someone.
Missy, you want him to keep that from us?
Yeah, from the to the end, bro.
This adds to the climactic feel.
Whoa, what?
I hate this nigga. Your vocabulary is crazy sometimes, bro.
Ain't nothing nasty nigga here, bro.
Yeah, I hate you niggas, bro. So real fast, before they answer, do you want to do 3 and 3 or 3 and 3?
Oh, I like that better. All three of us go.
All right, that's fine.
Shaz, you got to help me consult. So we're going to start with Ty.
So you got the...
Nope, it's one answer.
Yeah. All right, man. So, drunk people playing spades.
All right, so that's your answer.
A big black ass grill.
And can we take out the answer that we
Now, hold on, wait. When you say the big black ass grill.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's not specific.
It's the more the one that's shaped like a spear.
The one in the back of Lenny Crip?
The big drum joint?
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
I just want to make sure we all got the clear visual of the grill.
That one auntie that be there, and she was like, I used to hold you when you was a baby. You all remember me? And she ain't never been around since then.
That's a very underrated answer.
This is the number.
They be at every family fun.
This is the number one. You said family reunion?
Yeah.
This is the number one answer. If this was Family Feud. The family reunion t-shirts.
Yep. Ooh.
That's matching with the streets.
Hey.
That's matching with the streets. That's
a good idea. Hey. I had them shirts. Okay.
Damn, I got a couple I'm thinking about right now. That's like, that's like really about the.
Like a
2-2-9.
Damn. I don't know. I get out. That one, that was a heavy one.
Yeah. Damn.
She got an answer in the tux.
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple though, for real. Like.
It's your last chance. Gotta get it for your team. So just to consult, we have playing spades. In the big ass grill, we have the auntie walking up on you like, you know, she used to hold you when she's a baby, but, you know, versus the fucking family reunion shirts, which to me is a very, very high on the list. It's a heavy hitter.
That is a heavy hitter.
But I'm sorry. Zig Love?
I got to go with... That one drunk uncle, bro.
Ooh.
That one drunk uncle. That one.
Every
drunk
family uncle. Reunion.
Every family reunion. Don't matter if you. Cause I was, after she gave it, I was gonna say something else, but I was like, nah. But it like, that one drunk uncle. Don't matter what family you win.
Every single time.
I was thinking of them white plastic chairs.
Ooh.
Turn me up, nigga. But see, that's a good 3-for-3 though.
If we don't win, I'm knocking everything in football.
But honestly, that's a good 3-for-3. We might need one more, bro.
Hey yo, wait, hold on. Alright, wait, yo.
That was two walk-offs. That was two walk-offs for real.
Son.
You
see, I get like one
bonus. Nah, ain't no fucking bonus, nigga. We won.
Yo, wait, alright, hold on.
We might have to, I don't know, bro. One where everybody could consult.
Alright, wait, hold on.
One last, cause that was crazy.
So I got the bonus question. And I need a bing. And I need you to describe this person.
Wait, who's on?
Y'all get to pick who's on. Y'all get to pick y'all representative.
Ooh, that's before the tough. Question?
Before the question?
Yeah. Right now, pick y'all representative right now.
Me. That's crazy.
Every team gets an answer. Me and Shicey will pick the best answer. Who's doing it?
Me versus Zig, I guess.
All right.
We both get to go. It's a bing.
It's both teams get to go. So we got the 1v1 Fallen Marbles here at Nigga Review and the Regulation Podcast. The question is, who did all the cooking?
Who did all the cooking? Big Mama and the oldest auntie. I don't know.
The winners are on End of Regulation Podcast.
Stop.
Episode 70.
Stop.
Oh, you, no. It's
oh, you
too late.
Oh.
Stop playing with me.
Now,
no
walk off.
Ain't no walk off.
Describe auntie. Because we already know one. Describe the auntie.
She at least, let me break it down. Let me break it down. She at least 5'4 at the highest. Listen.
Elbow.
Just listen to me. 5'4 at the tallest. Tallest possible, she's probably 5'4. 280.
Oh, 280.
With the thick elbows. That
you
flap
know
over.
What that's about.
See,
feel me?
I honestly,
give or take, she might have on some slides, or she might have on chancletas. And she got a big t-shirt on.
That look like, yeah, I was about to say she got a
that
big.
That looked like the top of a scrub, like the scrubs that they wear in hospital. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just fit like a scrub.
That shit fit like a whole fucking.
And she got on some comfortable pants, like they like linen pants type shit. Like,
nah, but my I
was like boot cut.
I wasn't even thinking about like the actual, like, when you said who did all the cooking, like my mind was removed from the
panel.
No, from family reunion being the exact. I thought you were like referring. I didn't know if you was referring to a statement that somebody made that I should have like known or some shit like that. Like from like a movie or something like that, nah. Or like a, yeah, that's why. But I mean, that was still because I feel like you would have got that quicker than me.
Nigga, you was wrong.
No, I was wrong. But I'm saying I wasn't even
zig that shit.
Nah, dead ass. I wasn't even thinking about like the cooking for like the actual like room. But that's a fact.
The auntie
that's
with the big answer. Elbow.
They holding it down,
bro. Every time,
and she know everybody.
Every single person.
And she know everybody, bro.
And she remember what you want on your plate,
and she,
too.
And she makes sure everybody got some food, too. She makes sure everybody got food.
And she got this, the heat and the tuck, too. Like,
and she come back to make sure you want seconds.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And she tell you, she tell you pack a plate to go.
Yup.
Yeah.
Here, I packed you something to go, baby.
So what you saying is... We won the nigga fest.
Absolutely.
Oh, nah. The nigga river.
The first one. I think we got to do this again.
Yeah, no, that,
we
that,
definitely
got to
do this
that
again.
Was tough. That was tough.
So this has been the first Nigga Rivia episode 70 Anger Regulation Podcast.
Can I have a game winning speech, bro? Can I have a little monologue real quick? I'm not losing no nigga off, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I'm going out nigga any nigga, bro. You feel me, bro? How was it? You feel me? It was a slight game. You feel me? Easy. I won a little 4-for-5 from the field type shit, bro. Wasn't nothing to it, bro. You feel me?
You feel like you was gonna lose?
Not at all. Nobody's gonna out nigga me, bro. I'm sorry.
Nigga said it needs to come down to me.
Sean, being the leading assist player of the team as you pass missing the mic a bunch of times.
Well.
No, Chris Paul doesn't win.
Well, it's about time this nigga led me to victory because I'm always leading him to victory in Warzone.
Hey, talk dirty. So, hey, and with the game winning shot, because what we consider getting us in the overtime. Nope.
I got she's 400. Taking us in the overtime with that.
Taking us to overtime with a beautiful shot of them white plastic chairs.
I thought the one drunk uncle, I was like, ooh. I was like, yeah, that's
what
a. That's
come
a,
up with that answer?
I went to a family reunion 2 years ago, and that's all we were sitting in.
Yeah.
You know what? And that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Being aware of your surroundings. Yeah. Here on Nigga Rivia, it is not just about what you know.
Sean just lied on me.
It's where you've been. It's what you do. This has been Ending Regulation Podcast, episode 70. I've said this 3 fucking times. We are turning this equipment off. I am one of your hosts, Sheik.
Boop Nuke.
It's your boy, Mister, a.k.a. Mustafa. A.K.A. Mukadeen.
I'm a loser. I don't deserve to speak.
I respect that. Not you neither. Miss you, Busey. Shicey Mile.
The song you're about to hear is San Jose by Zig Love off of Love is Drugs.
Love and Drugs.
Love and Drugs. The song you're about to hear is San Jose by Zig Love off of Love and Drugs.
He's
on all streaming
that.
Platforms. Zig Love, Ziglove.
Nigga that lost.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna shout out a loser.
Gonna be paid, ay, so I'ma work every day, ay, till I get the finish straight, yeah. I walk in this bitch, promethazine got me coughing and shit. Lean to my left, have a squat in this bitch, audience lit. Heard this from Zig, now they offer me shit. Talking a bit, she wanna fuck, but I got me a bitch. She says, so what, so that got me a bitch. Can't fuck it up, but she wants to and shit, yeah. I walk in this bitch, promethazine got me coughing and shit. Lean to my left, have a squat in this bitch, audience lit. Heard this from Zig, now they offer me shit, talking a bit. She wanna fuck, but I got me a bitch. She says, so what's it? That got me a bitch. Can't fuck it up, but she wants to a shit.